and the saxophonist Adam are from a place near Newcastle called Maitland. It's like a country town. And I went to school in Newcastle and met Kai and Gabe and became really good friends with them. And through Kai and Gabe, they were really keen to start a band. And I suggested my two friends from Maitland to also be a part of a band. We just started jamming and we all got along as a group really quickly. And we were just playing. We sounded really bad when we first started. Like, we made some really bad songs.
When was that?
Like 2020. Mm. Like, maybe, yeah, like as COVID kind of kicked off. It was like the early days of being able to see each other. But then we started playing a lot and the EP was kind of like the first songs we kind of wrote, but we had other songs before that we would play with and stuff that's not even released that we were playing that were bad. That was really bad. But yeah, and we just kind of played gigs as Dust in Newcastle, and some of us had played in bands before and had a little idea of what it was like to play in bands, and we just like wanted to not make the same mistakes we kind of did before. We had no idea, but we just like in a way of wanted to be smart with shows and from that was, I guess, that helped us get to like do shows in Sydney and yeah, kind of get to where we are. I guess that's kind of the origin, I would say.
Lockdown band.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, lockdown band.
Bunch of dudes jamming in lockdown pretty much.
Classic. Actually, I found you guys because I was looking for a Duster album and, you know, your name is Dust and I saw I was clicking around and I found you. How'd you come up with your name?
That was kind of just like after one of the COVID jams. I think recorded I don't know if we were just about to go record like one of our first singles or something, and we literally just rattled off names.
Yeah.
After rehearsal.
As well.
There were some shocking ones. Shocking. But Dust was just the one that we were like, oh yeah, that'll do.
That makes sense.
It was literally like that's fine. That'll do. There is
Like we always liked just like the one word. Like kind of names, didn't want it to be like too crazy or too long, and we think Dust was short enough and it stuck as well, so just worked out like that.
We knew kind of about Dust, but not even like we're all massive fans now and we feel quite embarrassed, but
yeah, literally
at the time it wasn't even something we thought about.
Etcetera, such a great EP. Tell me about like the structure of the album, because you have intro and outro songs. How did that come about? Like, what's the narrative of the album?
It was all very accidental. Like, we recorded the EP at the farm, at this farm that Adam's saxophonist parents owned, or like his family owned, and we recorded out there, and that whole experience meant a lot to us, and that was something that we all really enjoyed, that we didn't think we would really enjoy that much. We even went back and did the album at this farm rather than going to a studio. And we've worked in studios and it's great, but there's a, like a pressure that you feel when you're there, and this kind of like sense of you don't feel like you're comfortable there. Whereas like when we're on this farm in this like old cottage, Wade, who we recorded it with, he brought all his gear and has great, amazing gear, but it was a very DIY kind of recording setup.
Just in regards to like the intro and outro stuff, like we just kind of wanted to, we went into it knowing that we wanted to make the EP kind of flow all together as one. So we had like the four or five songs already written, and then we all really like our like atmospheric music and, you know, beats, hip hop kind of stuff. So we kind of wanted to intertwine that in a certain way, and having the little interludes was something that we're just able to use and show those heroes of ours or whatever.
And you've got like recorded voice messages that punctuate some of your tracks. What are they? Because sometimes I feel like it's a little bit inaudible.
So like Giles was saying, the farm that we recorded at is like Adam's family's farm. So it's been there for a couple of generations now. And Adam just had this like old answering machine with all these old messages on it. We were able to listen to them all, and we just thought we'd scatter them throughout. And it was pretty meaningful as well. Like, we all know the family, and there was a lot of history in the house and stuff like that as well, so it's kind of nice to incorporate that.
It's so cool that this farm and the place where you recorded is like an extra piece of the album, which is quite beautiful, which is something you don't really get in a studio. And you're right, like, circling back to what you said about the pressure of a studio, like, it's also like money. I guess there's no like financial pressure as well to like, you know, be constantly making, so you're making the most of your studio time.
Yeah. And there was just the freedom of having a whole house and farmland to yourself. Like you can make as much noise as you want, as late as you wanted. And Wade, the producer, was up for doing stuff like that late at night and still being able to do vocals and everything, and saved us a lot of money.
Okay, my favorite track is Joy Guilt. So I wanted to chat about that because I'm selfish.
Bless.
Tell us a little bit about the meaning behind the song, the writing process, and how it all kind of came together.
Well, Gabe wrote the lyrics to that song.
Yeah.
And he's the vocalist in the band. So we try our best to explain it in our, what I guess we kind of think it is, but yeah. I guess no one would explain it but Gabe. But I guess the writing process was like, I just was feeling around at home and had that riff for a really long, like that opening riff for a really long time. Actually, not even for that long. I think I wrote it that week and just knew it was going to be really special and came to practice and we all really gelled with it. And then the rest kind of came through what I was doodling, and then even when we were jamming again, knew he had something ready to say over the top, and we didn't really know what he was even saying until we recorded it. It all really shocked us in a really good way. And the way I've heard Gabe explain it in the best way, it's a feeling of your conscious just pouring itself out. I guess there's also feelings of like a relationship with someone, just letting out your feelings and just a flow of consciousness of like thoughts and feelings that you have with yourself.
Right.
That are just every day-to-day stuff.
Would you say that's kind of characteristic of your writing process, that like Gabe will bring something, one of you will bring something to the table and you'll all like collaborate on the instrumental and like work with it together, or how does that work?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
It always varies. Like I'll bring a song in, Gabe will bring a song in, we'll all write a song together. It changes so much, and there's never been a definitive way of how we've done it. I guess it's just like someone will say, if someone has an idea, they'll kind of direct an idea and shoot it across to everyone the best they can, and then figuring out that idea, we all workshop it from there and build it ourselves. But then yeah, it's always different. Like even on this new album, there's a lot of songs that we wrote as a band, like that just from jamming. And
there's been no set process, which has kind of been nice. Obviously we haven't really recorded that much anyway, just like with the album and everything coming out, it was nice to mix it up a little bit and do a lot of band jams, which were really good, and then Giles will bring something in and knows the parts, so then we figure out all those little bits and pieces and add the intricate parts like later on. So it's good, it works out well.
Also, you have released a remixes album of this last year. It's so different. Yeah. Why'd you decide to do that? How did it come about?
I guess we were always just like fans of people that had done that, and
it seemed
like a really cool idea to try.
Inspired by Brat?
Yeah. Nah, Brat was inspired by us. We did it first.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
We all really love and influence off like a lot of electronic music. And
totally.
We were really, really into it at the time. Like we still are now, but we were like, it was all...
Yeah,
like,
we're pretty obsessed.
We were doing rock music, but we were not even listening to rock.
Yeah, and they were just like artists that we wanted to work with anyway, like later on down the track. So it was cool to be able to reach out to them straight away, and they did all their own little things to it and stuff. It was great.
It sounds so different, and it's like such a... It's cool to hear a different interpretation of your music and to hear it in such a different way. It's really cool. Mm. It's kind of like... not at all, but Joy Division and you auto-coded with like the same band, and not at all.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's a huge compliment, yeah.
No,
any comparison we'll accept, and if you refer to anything, it'll be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, even the Charlie one, I'll take that all.
I'll take Charlie, yeah.
Hey, that's good. Also, you guys talked a little bit about doing live performances. How has that informed your guys' process, the music coming up? And could you maybe tell us a little bit about what your live shows are like?
I guess like a lot of the live shows have kind of helped us know what songs to play and like what songs to put onto the album and stuff like that. We get a bit of a feeling on what the crowd like and stuff like that. I feel like with this album coming out, it's a lot more slowed down a little bit, a lot more chiller compared to the EP.
Right.
So it's been nice kind of experimenting with that through sets and having like a crazy start and then like a nice chill out area and then play the other songs at the end kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the live shows have helped with that, particularly like getting into more of this like softer music and some of the more ambient stuff. And then Justin does a lot of the little interlude stuff through the live sets as well. So that also helps us figure out what we want to include on the album or like just leave it for live things and stuff. Just makes it more interesting for us, I feel like. Well, for me personally.
We're so used to like the live show being so like in your face, really loud. When it is, and I feel like in our, we're not used to, like we've written a lot of, for this new album, there are a lot of softer songs and not softer, just like a bit slower and not as, still pretty like loud.
Yeah.
But it's a lot like, yes. So it's, I guess it's hard when we play these songs like live and because we're so used to it being like fast and loud and in your face that it's like, it feels quite weird and different taking a direction of like doing softer songs. Like it's in a way you don't feel fulfilled. Because it's like not being fast, and it's like from us, it's like the way we've kind of always played, and it's quite organic. It just becomes very loud, and it's just happened. So like stripping it down is like just still accepting that it's like
it's good.
Soft is good. Soft, yeah, it's trying to say soft is good.
It's a totally different like experience though, playing that kind of music, and it's a totally different response you get from the audience, and like
yeah
I guess that'd be such a difficult adjustment, I guess.
Yeah, it's still fun.
It's still like good.
dynamics.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we're just getting our musical theory on point for this next one. We're just trying to get everything into it. I always hated the Viva Voces. Anyone ever does a Viva Voces, one of our stuff, send it through. I would love to hear that.
Maybe one of our listeners will.
Yeah.
True.
So the album that's coming out, did you want to tell us just a little bit if there's anything different that you wanted to come across on the new project? I know you talked about things being a little softer, a little more ambient. Was that an intentional decision that you wanted to try something new on this new project?
It kind of just happened organically, I guess. Songs that we're writing and music that we're listening to was a lot softer, and I guess the stuff in the EP was stuff when we wrote those songs, they were kind of like just stuff that we were listening to. We were listening to a lot of more heavier stuff. And I feel like these days we've been listening to like, at least for me, it's like coming back to guitar music, but like not in the heaviest way that we used to listen to it. And just wanting to achieve that a bit more with like songwriting is being able to write a more concise, being able to have elements of loud and soft and being able to write softer songs that like if you feel like a big accomplishment, I guess, rather than just your face all the time. But I'm very keen to put them out. Hopefully that goes down well.
Yeah, because you guys, how long have you been working on the album?
We recorded it end of last year.
December.
So it's so kind of like a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
But like mixing, mastering, whole process is like crazy.
Right.
We wrote a couple of songs at the end of 2023. Kind of, we started, like I was writing some of the ideas like for some of the songs in 23. And then last year we just like, that was like, we just wrote that all year. Like we went pretty hard. And just writing so many fucking songs, like good and bad. Seeing like what worked and it was good.
On me, but I cannot say no what I wanted to. as I hide, beat to lie in a higher shield. These walls are my helmet from everything. I never once thought it was listening. They cannot say no more than I wanted to. To shake, to climb, to be the climb. I draw back. I think I've lost my tracks. Like these 51 degrees into every divert. You can pause like the kids.